Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard's mainland visibility is fueling a greater possibility for her in 2020. So how come her popularity at home is sinking? Civil Beat reporter Kirsten Downey has the results of a new poll. Hi there.
Hello. How are you?
Doing all right, thanks. Thank you for being with us. That possible is a presidential contender in 2020, but it seems though that at home she's not nearly as possible as popular as she once was. So what does that mean in real terms from your poll?
Well, it's really interesting. Tulsi Gabbard is a charismatic maverick who's caught a lot of attention on the mainland and on Hawaii, in Hawaii as well. But some of the things that she's doing are unusual for Hawaii candidates. One of the things that she's doing is taking a much vocal role in opposition to any further military intervention in Syria. And this has caused controversy for her.
What kind of controversy in terms of how it turns up in the numbers?
Well, 2 years ago when we did the polls last time, 64% of statewide respondents to our poll approved of Tulsi Gabbard's performance. But when we did the poll 2 weeks ago, we found out that that number had dropped to about 50%, which means that her very high popularity had crested to bringing her just about in par with the other the rest of the congressional delegation.
Was this in her own districts, the CD2, or throughout all of Hawaii, or was there a difference between CD1 and CD2?
Actually, she remains at about 58% approval rating in her own district. So her own district, CD2, which is the areas outside of Honolulu and in the Outer Islands, remain very favorable for her at 58%. So her own constituents view her more favorably. But statewide, her approval has fallen to 50%.
With Americans so sour on Congress, how much of that plays into this? Were there any questions that got to that part of it?
Well, generally speaking, our congressional delegation is fortunate and they're much more popular in Hawaii than Congress generally is in the United States. Americans, by and large, have give the U.S. Congress only a 30% favorability rating and 70% unfavorable. So these 50 to 60% approval ratings that we seek for our congressional delegates are unusually high. A lot of the people that we spoke to seem to think that it was a very difficult environment in Washington and that our delegation was doing the best they could in a difficult situation.
So before we let you leave, just give us a comparison value to what we saw from favorability ratings with Senator Schatz and with Mazie Hirono and also with Colleen Hanabusa.
Well, the single candidate that emerged as the most favorable across the board was Senator Brian Schatz, with about 50% of the voters viewing him favorably and only 23% viewing him unfavorably. Next was Senator Mazie Hirono with a 53% favorability rating. And following the pack, however, was Representative Colleen Hanabusa, and only 48% of the voters viewed her favorably.
Did this break down along partisan lines?
Well, it was really interesting. Very, very clearly along partisan lines, except for Tulsi Gabbard. And this is really interesting. This is just yet another way in which she remains an unusual candidate. She had just as much support among Republicans as Democrats. This is really unusual and makes her a standout among the congressional delegation of Hawaii.
And what about the reverse in terms of those who see her unfavorably?
It's a mixed bag. A lot of the people who told us they were unhappy with her were very distressed that she had gone and met with Donald Trump before his inauguration. They wondered if she'd been seeking a job with him. And people also told us they were very disturbed by her visit to Syria to meet with Bashar al-Assad.
We've got to go, but thanks very much, Kirsten. Good to talk to you as always.
Thank you so much.
Every day we bring you a reality check from civilbeat.org. Today featuring reporter Kirsten Downey.